One of the things that the elders in our church have found to be effective is what we call a preaching seminar. A preaching seminar is when the preacher for the next Sunday shares his thoughts and his sermon with a group of men on a weekday before that sermon takes place. I was trying to remember exactly how we came to that point and how we actually devised the plan in the first place. And then I remembered, this is about 40 years back, but when we started to meet as a church, we had two services. We had a preaching service and we had a worship service around the Lord's Supper. What that meant was that we had Sunday school at the same time as adult teaching. We didn't want the Sunday school teachers to miss the teaching, and so we wanted to have a time where they could hear the message. And we decided to actually have the curriculum for the Sunday school to be the same as it was for the adults. So we would have them meet on a weekday, we would talk through the message, and that was the way it began. And then over time, the schedule changed, and it wasn't really necessary to do that anymore, but we kept on doing the seminar. And essentially what happens is we have a sort of preview of what's going to come. Now, the benefit is we also have a review of what's happened in the past week. And so a group of men gather, some would be elders, some would be gifted teachers, some may be emerging talent in teachers or a seminary student. But we, at this point, we have about 6 or 8 men that gather for breakfast and we go over the content of the sermon. There are study questions that we've handed out, and so the men come with those study questions. Those are also made available to the congregation to look at as well before the sermon actually takes place. We find that that's a very beneficial thing to do, and we've seen that the congregation has benefited a great deal. Sometimes a man will share a story from his life or an illustration or perhaps something from a commentary that he's read, or a book, or a historical event. And so various perspectives are given. Sometimes there are questions that are raised, or there may be something that's been overlooked in the text. So all of these things are sort of brought out and worked through as we do that seminar over breakfast. And we found that to be very, very effective. Many are the times when I've changed my plans for that sermon because of questions or comments that were made. And every sermon, I believe, has been improved because I've had to think through the message with an interactive group in advance. I believe this has a solid biblical basis. Although we didn't start that way, thinking it was necessary, we believe it's really a biblical thing to do. For one thing, we are responsible as elders for oversight in the area of teaching. We are not only to teach, we are to be responsible for the content that is taught. And one of the times that teaching is going to be done that reaches the most number of people will be preaching on Sunday morning. And so consequently, we believe that when we have that review process, that preview process that takes place, that surely that gives us a sort of look. And if there is something that needs to be addressed, if there is a point that needs to be corrected or something that needs to be changed, that's the time to do it. And I will tell you as a preacher, I would far rather have somebody correct me in the intimacy of that group of men before I've said something publicly than to have someone come up to me after a message and point out what was obviously a glaring error. It's good to know what's coming, and that happens. That's especially true for guest preachers or for someone that's a new preacher, a developing preacher, where you don't really have a track record. These things help, we find. There's the whole area of plurality that we think is important as well. We find that when you bring a diversity of people and a diversity of gifts, of lifestyle, of ministry, and even culture, that all of those come to bear on the message, and sometimes it's through someone else's eyes that we can actually see the text more clearly. So when I preach, I may well say, someone pointed this out, and I think it's a very, very helpful point. The other thing that I've come to see is the principle of interactivity. When you look in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you discover a very interesting thing. It doesn't speak about the meeting of the church having one speaker consistently speaking all of the time, and he becomes the sort of focal point for all teaching. You'll see that when a prophet speaks, the scripture says, let the others listen and judge. I see a give and take that takes place in preaching that I think can be really well done in the context of that preaching seminar. So there's an interactivity, a give and a take that takes place in the context of that, that I believe is very helpful. The other thing is, I have a view of the gift of teaching as it relates to myself that may differ from others. There are those who would say, well, this person has the gift of giving, and so they should carry the lion's share of that function. Or this one has the gift of teaching, so let him be the one who teaches us all of the material. It seems to me that one who has the gift of giving not only gives, but teaches other people to give. Some of the things I've learned about giving have been by observing people who are gifted givers. And I believe I'm a better giver because of their gift, and not just one who sits back and waits for them to do what they do. The same is true for teaching. What I hope to have happen is people come away from a sermon and say, I should have seen that, rather than, I don't know how he got to that point. And somehow preaching is a mystery and only people like me with training can come to the truth. People can see the process in that preaching seminar, and that I think becomes transparent and helpful to other people. So there's also the element of helping other people develop their gift of teaching, and I think that's very important. So here are some of the unexpected and benefits that have come out of that that we think are worthwhile. One is a higher quality of sermon on Sunday. No matter who it is who preaches, having to think through that material and having to answer questions and interact on that material, I believe, makes for a better sermon, no matter who the preacher might be. I think it's also helpful in the sense that sometimes people who sit in that group and who hear the text may be stirred in their own study in such a way that they're more likely to share, especially in the context of the Lord's Supper. So when men have interacted with what's going to happen on Sunday, they may well tend to share that, and I think that's very, very beneficial. I would also say it produces more and better preachers. It's no surprise, with our church being in a seminary town, it's no surprise that gifted young men would want to be a part of that group and would develop in their preaching. I have to say, it's sometimes no surprise that some of those men who think they have the gift of teaching may find otherwise when they have the loving scrutiny of the brothers in that group. But there will be many people who will develop in their teaching gift as they watch the process and participate in the process, and I dare say many of them may go on and duplicate the process later on in their ministry. The delight for me has been that a number of men have developed who are not seminary trained, but who have, in the process of all of that seminar, they have gained a sense of how to interpret Scripture and how to communicate it. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So everyone, I think, that's there is helped, not just the one who is the preacher. I think there's another element, and I hate to mention it, but I think it also serves to humble the preacher. Sometimes I think we love to sit back at what we call the glorification of the worm, and people tell us it was a great message. But it can be very, very helpful for us after the fact for someone to say, you know, I think you could have made this point more clearly, you could have done this differently, or ahead of time, perhaps to clarify something before it takes place. Those are very, very important things. And frankly, a humble preacher, I think, is probably a better preacher. It often tends to confirm spiritual gifting. And I think not just the gift of teaching, But as you watch men interact and participate, what you see is there may be other gifts that are being brought to bear on that text. And it's interesting to look at a text through other gifts and the perspective that they bring. The last thing I think I would point out that I did not expect was that it often facilitates sharing in prayer. It's very often in the context of the men getting together that before you really get down to the text, you may share something that's going on in your life. I know of meetings that we've had where two or three times in the course of that seminar, one of the men has said, "I think we ought to stop right now and pray for that." I even remember a time when somebody sitting at a nearby table turned to us and said, "Could I share with you something and ask you to pray for me?" So we believe that this preaching seminar is well worth doing, and we think it may be something that you would like to try in your own church.